Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
A wife of a Kohen, that's a Yisraelis, is allowed to eat Truma. Her husband goes to the store to purchase groceries. Is she still allowed to eat Truma? Maybe he died, and she's not a Eshes Kohen anymore. So what's understood by most is that, of course, every person is eventually going to die. But because of Chazakis, Chazakis tells us not even to entertain a doubt, not even to entertain a suffix that he died. But all this is because of the Din Chazakis. Without Chazakis, we would need to think possibly he died. So let's make it clear. In order not to entertain a suffix, that's also only because of the Din Chazakeh. That's how it's understood. Likewise, in Nida Daf Beis, Isha makes the Bedikah, and Bishami Bisil both hold that for Chulin, once she made a Bedikah, she now has the Chazakeh that she's Tohoiro. And Daya Shaita, even later, if she sees Dam, so now the suffix is, maybe the second after the Bedikah it was Dam. Nevertheless, the Ayushaita, the Chazaka tells us that the Tumah happened the last possible second. Ask Tesis, why don't we say suffix Tumah is suffix Kevadai? Now when she sees Dam, it should be suffix Kevadai. Meaning that you can't use Chazakis by Tumah, by suffix Tumah. So Tesis says that we don't say the klal of Sofi Kevadai l'mafreya, to be metame l'mafreya. The suffix only started once the reyese, the chazaka, the hashta of dam, came about. Till now, the din chazaka told us that there's no suffix. When chazaka tells us not to klal sekis, then there's no suffix kevadai, because at this point there's no suffix yet. The suffix arises only when the chazaka d'ashta the reis appears, and that's already l'mafreya. And l'mafreya, we don't say suffix kevadai. So l'maisa, there are three things we don't say suffix kevadai: either l'mafreya, or when it's bevadai, not like that, like in the case of shnei nazir, or when it's ein b'das lishoel, when it's not a person with intellect that knows he became Tommy, then you don't say Safi Kavada. As an aside, Taisis in Gittin Daf Yud Beis Dibe Amaschil Shovikle and in Nide Daf Tezvav Amit Beis Dibe Amaschil Safi Gadiruhu both discuss a concept where something is so not common, it's Loi Shchiach, that it doesn't categorize as a suffix, because the fact that it's so not common makes that the tzad of the issa of the tumah is a negligible tzad, as if it doesn't exist.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.